I can hear you. Make sure you talk in the head though, because that's where the sound is at. Versus up top, you want to be talking like into the side. That's where all the volume will come from. I learned that.
Okay.
I learned that in my first visit here.
Okay.
Yo. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening. Welcome to Come Union. It's TK the Kid, your host. I got Ebony Day in the studio with me. What's up? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling good? Feeling great? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yana Wilson, what's going on? You feeling good?
Feeling good, feeling good.
And Retta, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
You feeling fine?
Yes.
Everybody done bought books and cards, and we got the water for the ancestors. We about to get it popping. Poppington? Hey, y'all just missed it. We was in here about to drop some whole bars on them. We had the intro music. Ebony had a few lines. A few words that could have been lines if we added more words. But nonetheless, we in here. We out here. Cousins, Come Union. So for those that have never watched the show before or ever tuned in, Come Union really is an idea that we came up with collectively, I say that, where we basically come together. It's a play on the word communion, where we come together to break bread with one another, and we kind of bond through our blood by us being cousins. And it's really about having conversations, candid conversations, where we get to speak through or speak to, you know, some of our experiences, things that we've been through, things that we're going through, and then with the intention of trying to break some, you know, generational curses if they're there, trying to speak life into ourselves and, you know, the other people around us, and really just kicking back and chatting, all while you guys get to listen up and watch. So feel free, if you're watching on Facebook Live, make sure that you drop something in the comments so that we can stay engaged with you. You can also send something in the IM. I won't be able to check it until later, but then I can always get back at you at that time. But either way, be engaged. We like engagement. But we always start our show off with the affirmations, at least when I remember that. So we're going to kick it off to E to get our affirmations going.
All right. Y'all ready, ladies?
Ready.
We are ready.
All right.
We ready, B?
We ready? I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. There go the hands.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Yes, get it? Yes.
Let's do that one more time. I like that one. I like that one.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Yes. I am present and grounded in this experience.
I am present and grounded in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
I am here.
And I am whole.
And I am whole. My favorite two lines of the entire affirmation. And I don't know if y'all out there saying it with us, but you should, honestly. I feel like that gives us good juju as we get into the mood. We always end the show with it as well for all the people that don't join right away that might miss it. But it's really important for us to set an intention. We want to have an intention, not just because we're in the studio, but as we, you know, collaborate with each other, and something for us to take out when we go. So, E, thank you for that. I know last time we were together, you were telling us about, we all were talking about some of our processes and what we do to show up for ourselves. And I see you brought your mindfulness cards. So tell us a little bit about that before we get into the show.
Yeah, so I got these mindfulness cards from Busboys and Poets, and I use them just in the morning or sometimes when I get off of work, when I need to, like, just decompress or just center, you know, myself. And there's like 50 plus prompts for your mind, body, and soul. And they are divided into like categories. So one is rest and balance, curiosity and joy, insight and awareness, and kindness. So sometimes I'm like, ooh, I need to be a little more kind today. And then
I'll get my kindness on.
Yes, I got to cultivate that.
Indeed.
And then other times I'm like, ooh, I'm tired. I need to find some rest and balance. Mm-hmm. So this morning, I pulled one from Rest and Balance because I just felt like this weekend, you know, I had a dentist appointment, which I have the best dentist.
Shout out to the dentist.
Yes.
It's also my dentist.
Yes. I got a referral. I got some money off, too.
Look at this Lord coming through.
I said, I referred my cousin to Connor Harris. I need some money off, okay?
Well, okay.
So they gave it to
me. Okay.
But, yeah, so people that know me know the dentist just, like,
terrifying.
The experience is just terrifying to me. So,
but you be doing good.
Thank you.
You be doing good. Look at you here. Present right. And whole.
Present and whole and not in pain. So, so I picked Rest and Balance.
All right.
And I thought that this was good not only for me, but for us today.
Okay. Let's hear it.
And so on the on the front of the card, it's like a saying or like a prompt.
Uh-huh.
And this says, straight back, soft belly.
Okay. Straight back, soft belly.
And then it says, posture is important. The physical shape with which we meet the world can have a big impact on how we feel and how we act. Nothing embodies the ideals of mindfulness better than the combination of a straight back and a soft belly. The straight back encourages alertness and brightness, and the soft belly fosters a sense of relaxation and openness.
Okay.
Practice this position by bringing your attention to your posture several times a day, when you're brushing your teeth or waiting for a bus, anytime. Notice how mindful posture impacts how you meet whatever comes your way. I thought, you know, how we meet the day, how our posture is in the day. It could be a posture of prayer for some all day. It could be a posture of meditation, a posture of noticing my surroundings. But this was so clear. Straight back, alert, bright, ready to face the day. And the soft belly is like, relax, no tension.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we can have a straight back and still be calm and not straight back tension.
Be aware, but be, you know, be aware and ready to go, but also be present.
Yeah.
I feel like that's another way for saying be present, because I feel like that tension and stuff comes from you thinking about so many other things, either past things or forward things that takes you out of the moment, and then you start thinking about, you know, other stuff, and then get you all off track. All right, Yana, you got something for us today? You want to tell us about what you brought to the table, or you just doing what you normally do?
I mean, I'm going to do what I normally do, but, you know, I did get my walk in this week.
I'm trying. Say, high five to it. Yeah, high five to the walk.
That's good.
Okay. You know, better than before, right?
That's it.
Better than before.
Better than before. A little hurtful, but, you know, I did it.
Okay.
What else?
Where'd you walk, by the way? Where'd your walk consist of?
To Jones Park.
Okay. All right. Down in off of GW.
Yeah.
But
going
the opposite way of the bridge.
Well, yeah, we ended up right there under the bridge.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Callie do that walk sometimes. So.
Yeah. It was
Shout out to Callie always.
Hey, Callie. Wanting to be by the water.
Okay.
You know, with the season changing, I felt my body changing.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, and then that midlife, because I think I'm going through the change.
You had the midlife?
Yeah, I do believe so, because, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I've always been.
Fan on,
every day.
Girl, I know about that.
Yeah.
Fan on.
Wake up head sweating, so, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, got out, did some walking, did some reading this week.
Reading, walking, you just
yeah.
You're here showing off.
I've always read, but because I've been doing my baby doll heads, I didn't get a chance to read. But I got a new book that had been on back order and was like, "Oh, let me get into this." So did that, working on 5 orders for my baby heads. And,
okay.
You know, so going to get my passport really loving tomorrow.
Passports tomorrow. Okay. Where we going?
I'm going to Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay. When you going to Jamaica?
My birthday.
Your birthday.
That's my 45th birthday gift.
Okay, let's talk about that. That's October. I think I can squeeze a little.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been putting it off. I'm like, look, this
why not?
me doing me. So.
Yeah, we'll talk that's offline good. About who mm-hmm. else going, just so I know if
oh,
I
see,
am.
Look, yeah, I'm
just so I know if I am.
Listen, right
can't
now,
just be
it's just me.
Out here in these streets.
Just oh, me.
Two is a crew, so
yeah.
It could be done. Okay.
Well, I just want to say good job on the walk, setting yourself up for success.
Because oh, that was your thing for us last week.
That was it. Like, yeah. You made a decision. You did it.
Did
you
it.
Made time for
time
it.
Time for
oh,
it.
Yes.
And you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun because I had one of my little people.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Nayana and her
okay.
dad. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody awesome. Enjoyed the experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
how'd you feel time. Afterwards? Should I say?
It was pretty cool because I had never, like, it's been years since I had been down to Jones
okay.
Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we used to go back there in the day, but, you know, we weren't
doing
but was
we walking?
Walking?
But was we walking?
We weren't walking.
But were we walking?
So, going down there,
what
you know.
What was y'all doing?
I mean,
talk, tell me later, tell me later.
I mean.
You
don't
know,
feel it all. Don't,
all
it's okay.
It's going in the dark.
Right. What come? Oh, no.
I wasn't there. Because okay. that wasn't my place, you know. But I do understand that the people were there. But
okay.
I was
okay.
Haynes Point was my part.
Oh yeah,
you
my
know.
Head.
But I Jones Park.
Though,
Jones Point was not my
darker.
Part.
Ah,
you
know, a little more
traffic.
Discreet.
Yeah,
a little
yeah,
discreet.
Okay.
It was really good because, you know, I like to be by the water anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And just being that close to the water kind of calms you, gives you a piece of serenity.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just walking the little trail they had. Granted,
yeah.
it was a circle that we walked. We didn't, you know, go straight to go back down into Old Town and
right.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see, like, the markers that were there. So Nayana got excited about one side being like Maryland
mm-hmm.
and the other side being DC.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then she found Virginia. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so
nice.
It was pretty cool.
And, you know, they, I say that lightly, but they have the little joint down there where you can the kids can ride their bikes and practice under the bridge.
That's where
we don't really have those kind of things
yeah,
in
that's
our neighborhood.
What she said.
So
she was like, I need a new
I
bike.
Think that's really interesting
mm-hmm.
that they have that. So kids can practice on their bikes and stuff like that without being in harm's way.
Right.
It's very interesting when you go from neighborhood to neighborhood
and
the treasures that you find. Yeah, me and Callie actually talked about that the first time that we walked down there, just seeing how different walking through that neighborhood was.
I mean,
compared to some of the other places
that
we walked through.
Like the community gardens, I was surprised. I was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
You know, you're so close to the projects,
yeah.
but do the people in the projects
no,
benefit
from what's happening
from
over here?
What's going on right
yeah.
here?
Right.
So,
yeah, that's,
yeah,
that's
it was
definitely
interesting.
A different conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
But Bet, I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
That's good.
Brother, what about you? How's your week looking? What you bring with us? I see you over here with the
got
the knowledge.
Yeah.
The prophet.
You brought the knowledge.
LeBron.
Let me see. I'm going to put it in the camera for the people.
Yeah.
So they can see.
I read that every now and then. I've had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, another version. That's a newer book. But I just, you know, it gives good balance to basic just life principles,
mm-hmm.
you know, what he says on friendship, on love,
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
passion and reason, just different
yeah.
things. And it sometimes, you know, when I'm, you know, I may find myself just kind of like blowing in the wind a little bit
mm-hmm.
on a certain subject
yeah.
or just different things, you know, I'll read it and kind of just bring me back to my
right.
center.
Okay.
And,
so grounding. I
yeah,
like
just
that.
Grounding.
I,
yeah.
I like
so
that.
I, just one of the things, you know,
mm-hmm.
I read a little bit of everything, but
okay.
But my week was good.
Okay.
I walked.
Walked?
Yeah.
High five to you on the walk.
Yeah.
Everybody done walked out here this week?
2.5 miles.
Okay.
What my daughter calculated. So that
mm-hmm.
was positive. I felt good about that. I was pat myself on the
How'd head. You feel after? After
I was
the walk.
Good. I had energy.
Energy.
You know, I wasn't tired.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys walk? You guys walk like the neighborhood or you actually go
the
out
harbor.
To the park?
Harbor? We went to the
oh, okay.
harbor.
Got a nice little sight. Nice
mm-hmm.
little scene. Okay.
So did that and got up early this week.
Okay. Set yourself up for success.
I took my butt to bed early.
Hey. Hey.
Ebony said, just go to bed.
Go to bed, brother.
That's it. I got up. I had myself breakfast. Actually went out before my start
How'd you
time.
Feel that? Now, was that every day or was that just a day?
Every day.
Every day you did that. So how'd you
I
feel all week?
Up.
You know, setting
awesome.
That kind of intention.
I really, it helped me set, like, my intentions for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped get me focused.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I wasn't rushed into my day. Yeah. Like, I had time for me. Yeah. I had time to prepare my mental to even deal with the day. But I just felt good about it.
I'm glad. Like, everybody out here winning this week. You can do this. You did do this.
I did it, right.
You can do this was last week. Anything, you did do that this week.
So I do it enough times. You know, repetition makes it a natural habit.
Yeah.
So.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. So my week was pretty good. I went walking too. I actually went walking with Danielle on what day did we go?
Was that Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Because I think I saw you.
You saw us?
I think I did. Walking. We were going down the hill.
Yeah.
And I think y'all were coming up.
Yeah.
But I didn't see who you was with.
It was me, Danielle, and Nebun.
Okay.
That went walking last Wednesday. I saw Danielle online. She had went walking. And then, so I was like, well, let's do it tomorrow. She was like, bet. So Ebony wouldn't go with us. I have to. Oh, I'm sorry. Maya said that was Tuesday. So it's actually on Tuesday.
Thanks, Maya.
I've been checked. Maya. Thanks, Maya.
Check us.
Check us when we're not right. That's okay? Right. Keep us in line.
I welcome the check.
Amen.
I don't mind being checked amen. If I'm wrong. Crew.
But we check back. Oh, yeah. Real world crew in the building. Oh, man. That just took me back. But yes. She said, hey, hi, guys. But yeah, so that was a good thing. It was crazy though, because doing that hill that one day, considering like when I was doing it before, it was almost like death. We got to a point where I thought I was gonna stumble back down the hill. I mean, I can't show Danielle that's my little cousin, so I gotta push through. You know what I'm saying? But that joint was tough on the one day, having not done it since like December. You know what I'm saying? So that just put me in the mind frame that I had to get back out there.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it, but I walked earlier.
I mean, nobody is saying that you didn't walk. I'm just saying you didn't walk with us.
Yeah, because
we wanted you.
I had already walked, and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, she had walked and was doing yoga and cooking Hello Fresh and all that. Ain't had time for
setting myself up for success.
Absolutely, and you know what? You know what I loved about that though. What I loved about it in hindsight was the fact that she didn't allow us and our shit to get her off. She was very firm about.
There you go.
No, I'm not doing that. I have something else I have to do. I've done what I need to do for myself, and I'm going to keep doing what I need to do for myself. So I'll see y'all when you get back. and when we got back, we still had a really good moment. We chilled. Yeah, we vibed out. I had some drinks. That was a Tuesday? I was drinking like that on a Tuesday. Now that I'm thinking about it. Well, jeez, it would have been better for it to have been a Wednesday.
The middle of the week.
It's hump day. I mean, at that point, you
everybody
throw some back.
Drink.
Yes, but on Tuesday, I was ahead of the game. But my Tuesday was rough at work a little bit. So that probably had something to do with it. But nonetheless, went walking. That was good. Good to be out in the neighborhood, lungs open. But what it did was brought me back to our original conversation when we were setting the intentions. And when I said that you got to have like realistic goals, right? Mm-hmm. Which basically just means realistic expectations.
Right.
And so at the time where someone else had initiated this goal, when I said that I would get in on it. And at the time, just thinking about what I was capable of, the goal seemed realistic. Because the number of miles that I have walked, you know, over time, especially over the course of the summer and stuff like that. I mean, I was walking a mile at least a day. And then we were walking, you know, 3 to 6 miles on the weekend. So it was easy to think that it was possible to actually attain 100 miles in a month just based off of what I have been able to do in the past, right? Mm-hmm. But now, in hindsight, actually implementing that, or at least trying to, I realized that based off of my life, present day, what's going on in my life, at work, personal stuff, the weather, all these other things, it wasn't quite a realistic goal based off of where I sit right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was applying a goal in my present based off my past. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which brings me to kind of what I wanted to talk about today, which is in general about expectations. So I know that you haven't seen it yet, but E, you've seen Coming to America too, mm-hmm. or Coming to America, mm-hmm. I guess. Have you seen it yet? So you haven't seen it. I just watched it. I feel like I watched it enough to say I watched it.
Okay. You didn't finish it?
I did. I mean, it was ending when I was leaving to come here, so I didn't see the credits.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I got the gist.
Well, you that was my favorite part,
so
the credits.
Five stars. So, how many stars would you give it?
So, we're going to start with E.
Okay.
On how many stars she would.
My favorite part was the credits.
So, how many stars would you give it?
I didn't know stars.
Based off the credits.
My favorite part was the credits when John Legend was singing "Your Queen to Be." She's your queen to be.
That was your favorite part?
That was my favorite part.
Okay, how many stars? Out of five.
Out of five, I give it a 2.
A 2. Okay. All right. So for the people that's watching, weigh in. Give us your rating. Out of five, if you saw it, how do you rate the movie from 1 to 5? Riri says she agrees with Ebony. The end was the best part, and so I'm assuming she's gonna give it a 2-2. So anybody else that's watching and tuned in, if you saw Coming to America, let us know. What do you think? 1 to 5. Maya says a solid 2. So we got 3 2s out here. So two is feeling a little consistent. So what I'll say is that the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because as I've been watching people respond to the movie, I watch people prepare for the movie, right? Mm-hmm. Soon as we knew it was coming out, it was like, yes, I can't wait. Like, you know, we had planned a watch party that we didn't have, but that's a story for another day. It was a good night, but we didn't watch the movie. Everybody was excited, putting it on their calendar, planning it out. Everybody is just like, because it's coming from a classic. You know what I'm saying? So the feelings that you feel around the original naturally tell you that you should be excited about the sequel, the number 2.
But listen. Can we honestly say how many classics where there has been a remake? Has the remake been better than the classic?
I mean, but that, and I think that's the point. I think the point that I'm trying to make is, or at least kind of talk through, is the realistic expectation around what's possible.
Right.
Once you experience a classic of that bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Coming to America, guys. Like, did you think you were going to have another one of those?
It was the best.
Yeah, like, yeah. But
I don't think we wanted it to be
I definitely want to hear your take.
I think that, for me, I can only speak for me, that I wanted to feel the same way I felt or feel every time I watched the first one. I have so many thoughts about this. Okay, first, I felt like people were in the wrong roles.
Okay.
And forgive us if you haven't watched it. Here's the thing. We've given people enough time to watch it.
Right.
So we are a radio show, so we get to talk about things that have happened.
Right.
So people have had enough time to watch it. So if they haven't, then they just got to go watch it now. But go ahead.
So, you know, so as a movie buff, I love to watch movies and I like to be in it. Like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I felt like people were in the wrong roles.
Okay.
I felt like
i.e.
Rotimi should have been the prince so that we could see him take his shirt off.
Wasn't he walking around with like his shirt open or something?
But
that wasn't enough.
That wasn't enough.
Okay. Not enough scene for your band.
No, I'm joking. I felt like he didn't have enough in the role. Like it wasn't enough. I felt like I wanted to see Teyana Taylor in the dancing part. Because she's such an artist and dancer.
Yeah, her dance part was on the slight side. It really almost wasn't a dance.
Yeah, I needed her to be in the ensemble cast dancing part where she would have been up front, like, not the princess or the one.
But maybe they were trying to center her, and that's what they did.
I just think people was in the wrong places.
Okay.
Like, why was Salt-N-Pepa there? And in Vogue, like what? Like I just couldn't.
It was a reunion.
Was it?
That's what it felt like.
It was a funeral. It wasn't at the funeral. He died. Okay. Oh my God.
It doesn't matter. Go for it.
Like it sounds like they have like an all-star cast.
Yeah. Like everybody was in it.
Everybody was in it. That's good. But
you know, you put all these names in it. Everybody know these names, and it's kind of like a makeup if the movie ain't gonna be great.
Yeah.
So, but you got all these superstars.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to have to go home and watch it today.
Like, yeah, you do.
And then I was like, okay, good. People are working. Our people are working.
Right, right.
But then I've been watching serious movies like the Billie Holiday joint and Judas and Messiah and One Night in Miami, where all of these movies are like have content
and powerful
and powerful and like.
So do you think that that's what? Love. Do you feel like that's what's throwing you off? That you just seeing some movies is better than it?
Maybe, but I feel like I didn't laugh. I was like, where is it funny? Like, I just was not.
You wasn't into it.
And then I'm like, ooh, my African friends, do they like this? Like, I started thinking, like, is this.
Yeah, we talked about that. And we was like, not good? Like, kinda,
should we, like, right. Oh my
being
God.
Being, like, hypersensitive and aware to the fact that, like, I feel like when it came out at that time, it. I feel like because they spent most of the time in America, it looked different. I feel like this time, because they spent so much time over there.
In Zamunda?
In Zamunda, right. In this place, we don't really know where it is. But I think that did have something to do with it, because now you are identifying it with African culture. Whereas when they were in America, they were trying to identify with American culture. So it looked a little different than when they was over there. Like, I do feel you on how some of the plays. But even
African friends like the first one. I'm like.
Agreed.
They like, right. I mean, was this, like, derogatory towards
them? That's
where
my mind
like,
is.
I'm like,
how did they
perceive
it? Because that is not, I don't want to say it's not a totally, not a true representation.
Right.
Of, you know, the
Yeah, but we didn't care about that then.
But it's, you know, it's all in perspective. And what were they trying to, you know, what were they trying to relate to the people?
Yeah.
That may not have been what they were trying to.
Just think about it. When the first one come out? In the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the 80s. So we're talking about 20 years later. At that time, this is probably going to sound crazy, but 20 years ago, did we have the same knowledge and understanding of African culture based off of it being kind of like mainstream now than at that time?
I would say probably not.
So you an accent and a dashiki is African in the 80s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can try to connect to it that way. Mm-hmm. Now, we see so much African culture and mainstream TV. Mm-hmm. You see it in movies, music, books, fashion. Mm-hmm. So now you kind of know, like, is that what it's like? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is that what it's like? Versus, you know, what we were looking at, you know, 20 years ago. But I feel like you got something on that.
No, I'm just saying, I just feel like, I mean, I'm not from the continent, but just my children's family. And I just think maybe they, like Evan said, they may have seen it and had a different perspective, or say, well, that's not even reflective.
What it's like. It doesn't even look like us.
Of, you know, or what really the culture, the continent, and there's different countries, and yes, we're kings and queens, and yes, but we're also, you know, tribal people, or whatever. So, I mean, but it's all in what the writers were trying to.
And we don't know. So the only thing I can say basically at this point, Riri says she feels like the first one made you feel like it was real. And the new one felt corny, like it was trying too hard and it was trying to be funny.
And then the family, like the Brooklyn, I was like, that's not even giving me New York what they're giving. They were giving, like, I'm not going to say a place.
I know where you're talking about.
I'm not going to say the place.
I feel like I know the place where you're talking about.
I was like, because isn't, like, her, okay, they were in Brooklyn, right?
They like were in New Queens.
They were in Queens
in number one.
Right. Queens. Yeah, well, they went back to Queens.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, because that's where they were saying that they came from, Queens.
Yeah. So, I don't know, never been to Queens, but, like, the characters from Queens were, it was just too ghetto for me. The Queens people.
Okay.
Like, I was like, is that real? Like,
Maya said they was
You said it for me.
Hey, no, wait.
Oh, you said it, no, Maya.
I wasn't even laughing at that. I was it was trash. They did too much and nothing at the same time. That's what Curtis said that. My man Curtis said that. What's up, Curtis? But Maya, okay, so now that we've gotten past the percolating.
It's time for the perk.
I think that the point is that going back to it is what we expected, right? So tell me what it is that you expected to see. Aside from what you saw, what did you expect to see based off of the first movie? Like, what were you expecting? So, I know you said nostalgia, but like, if it could have been painted away, what would that have looked like to you?
So I think for me, I expected to see different actors. The actors, to me, the actors and the writers, you can have a bomb script, but your actors, to me, like, can mess that all the way up. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for probably like some good acting. I mean, the first one had no good acting, so I don't know why I was looking for good acting.
Because I feel like the first one was just corny.
So I don't know, like.
It's upside down.
Oh, I was like that.
Probably because my thing is like that. They got to see me sound.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I was expecting to see something that.
Because the first one was corny funny.
Yeah.
Right.
It was corny funny.
But it was corny funny.
You actually got the funny. This is just corny. Yeah, gotcha.
So I guess I was expecting to feel and see some of the things I
had experienced before.
Yeah, they brought back some of the funny parts, like what's his name? Sex with Chocolate in the band. Uh-huh. But I feel like
some moments you can only do one.
Let classics be classics. Like, a part of me is like, man, maybe they shouldn't have done another one. I feel like sometimes, like, let it be what it is. Like, Color Purple, classic. There is no
part two.
Yeah, we probably boycott that. Color Purple.
The Wiz. There's no part two.
Yeah, but like, I think Coming to America could have had a part two.
I feel like it could have.
I think it
could have
had.
One,
I mean, it did actually. It actually had a part two.
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think it was just missing the charm, like just it was just a lot of elements for me that were missing. Like,
I think they were probably building on a reunion, but that's what I would say. Riri said number two is giving a Nutty Professor.
I'm not.
Hey, don't floor me. Okay,
because the first Nutty Professor was good.
Let me
right?
No. Let
How
me
many
no.
Nutty Professors was
I'm
it?
Not. I won't.
I didn't like any of them.
I won't. I'm not going. We're not even talking Nutty Professor. Yeah, we're talking Coming to America and Expectations.
Well, so the point it's is, giving, it's, to me, it's giving Norbit.
Not Norbit.
It's giving Norbit.
It's giving Rasputia. Right. It's giving Rasputia.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not playing with that.
I'm not.
All right, forget that. Okay.
It was nice to see Arsenio and Eddie together again, though.
I think that the point was that it was given reunion. I think it was given.
Reunion should be fun and good. I should.
But here's the thing. What we experienced in watching it may not be what they experienced in making it.
Yeah.
Like, all these people coming back and having that energy and stuff like that right there in the moment.
With this
that
may have time been, we're living in.
Yeah, that may so have I, just been a yeah. whole ass thing. That yeah. and which goes back to what I'm saying about expectations, right? We are building our expectation on what we felt in the time when we experienced it the first time around. And, like, when you and I were talking earlier, is it fair to assume or even expect that once you experience something one way, that you have the right to experience it the same way again? It's funny that you have on this shirt one of Ebony's favorite pieces from Hershey's, and it says, "She will not cry over the love she knew. Having known is enough," right? Which really speaks to the fact that sometimes you only get one shot at experiencing something in one way, and you got to be present in that moment and just say, I had it, right? Like, I felt that, right? And be able to be good with that, because maybe you'll never know another love like that. You know, or maybe you'll know a better one. You know what I'm saying? But you can't base it off the experience that you've already had, because is it fair to believe that you could double back down? Is it fair to actually believe that they could show up in the same, mind you, we talking 20 years ago, who they were, what they were trying to do with their careers, the experiences that they had at that time, the way we're living in the world, you know what I mean? All of those things come together to help tell that story and create that narrative. Yeah. So 20 years later, we got to shift. They also, you know what I'm saying, have to shift. Yeah. So I think the biggest thing was people were watching or preparing to watch, and they were watching in the mind frame of what they felt first time around and was expecting to experience that. But what I'm learning now, like in my life, right at this moment, there's a lot of things that in my head I believed I would never experience again or better. Like, I had the end-all, be-all of what that is. You know what I'm saying? I had that experience. It was the top of the line. I would never be able to see that again. You know what I'm saying? So how many times we rob ourselves, going back to being mindful and being present, how many times we rob ourselves of a great opportunity because of what we expect the next opportunity to be? You know what I'm saying? You can either do one or two things. You can either shut yourself off from a new experience because you've already said it's impossible. There's some people that probably said, let the classics be the classics. Don't make another one of those. But what if there could have been a better one of those? You know what I'm saying? What if they could have come through in the clutch and actually, and here's the thing. There's a lot of people that don't know coming to America the way we do. Some people are experiencing coming to America for the first time. Like, you know, y'all's kids and stuff. Like, maybe they've seen it, but they don't feel it like we feel it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Being 70s and 80s babies, that movie is for us. So this movie now, maybe it spoke to their language. So it met them with their mind. And this is now their classic, which we do not understand. Because I know that our parents probably have movies that we probably looking at like, why did they make that?
Yeah, Dolemite.
More or less, why did you watch it? You know what I'm saying?
How did y'all watch this? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, correct. So, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you either do one or two things. You possibly rob yourself of an experience because of, and being present in it because of the expectations, not actually thinking that it could be possible.
Yeah.
Or you rob yourself because you're inside an experience expecting it to be the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And because you expect it to be the same, there are some doorways and things that you won't try to go through or push through because maybe of fear, you know what I'm saying? Maybe of whatever PTSD and stuff you have from the past. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it's those expectations that set the tone for what it is that you can harvest on the other side of it. And I just wonder, like, did we set ourselves, just even something so simple of watching this movie, how many people set themselves up to not be, you know, entertained by the movie just based off of what they thought they would see before. So having said that, before I even got to sit down to watch it, I sat down watching it with this frame of mind. So because I sat down watching it with this frame of mind, I think that even in that moment, in part, I didn't fully enjoy it because I am watching myself watch it now. Right. I'm not even watching it just for the moments. Like, I can't peel back, you know, a lot of the things that I saw. I saw the sexual chocolate part. You know what I'm saying? I felt this thing about them coming from New York and what they was giving and why I wasn't feeling like that was a good representation. Like, I saw that. But I did enjoy, I enjoyed the storyline. I would have to say I did enjoy the storyline. I felt like it was a basic, generic, you know, storyline. I knew what was going to happen. I knew he was going to fall for the one girl instead of the one. I mean, that's just a basic story to me, that for me to expect.
Well, I felt like, why did they have to put that in it to push the storyline of the girl being the princess? Like, why couldn't she just been it?
Out the gate. Which you talking about the
daughter.
Why couldn't she have just been the princess?
Right. Remember, the whole Zamunda law was like,
It had to be a boy.
But, like, okay, but it could have happened. Like, you can break the law. Like, come on. Like, break the laws. Like,
break the laws.
Break the laws in Zamunda.
The white.
But isn't that what they got to at the end?
But why they take break the whole the thing? Why the wife said herself, "Be the prince that you know your daughter have been working for this moment the whole time. She was trained in all of that.
Yeah.
Why couldn't she have just been it? Why couldn't they?
Could that have just been the story?
Yes.
Why couldn't you would have been good with that as a story? That she just became the
right. Right, it would have been a conflict because they're saying that she can't, and she would have not been, but not because of a man, or not because of an illegitimate son. It could have just been because she had, like, she's training and working towards it.
And they're fighting against the laws, and right, that could have been the storyline.
That could have been the storyline.
Yeah, and I think that would have had more depth. Right. I think it would have had more depth. I don't know if it would have been more entertaining. But I do think it would have been more depth.
I'd be looking for depth.
Maybe that's
my problem.
What is this depth thing? The look on Yana's face disturbs me.
I'm not looking at Yana.
About the depth.
No, okay. Yeah, I had to get my thoughts together.
You're going back to you want something powerful, and I don't think this movie was meant to be powerful.
Okay.
I think you're asking for too much from
what
Coming to America.
Say? So what, maybe what my expectation say? Was too high.
Riri said right. She didn't hate it. Curtis said without all those guest appearances, it would have definitely have been a better movie. So he feels like they could have taken some of those out.
People out, okay.
They even hit on it with the barber girl wanting to open a shop. And Curtis said my whole problem with it was the storyline. None of it made sense. They tried too hard to connect the story, I guess, back to the original story. But again, we're talking in hindsight now.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. And what we feel about what we've seen has nothing to do with what we expected to see when we went into it.
Right.
And whether or not. So Riri and Curtis, tell me what it is you expected to see when you went to go watch it. I understand what you saw once you saw it.
When you go to movies, what do you expect to see at a movie?
A good-ass movie. Yeah, but we're talking about a sequel. It's not just a movie you've never seen. Something you just seen, you know, a trailer for, and you're like, man, that looks like it's going to be a good movie. Mm-hmm. This is a classic. So everybody is like, it's here. I expect it to be here. That's like if Lauryn Hill came out with another Miseducation. Like, are you expecting it to be?
Well, y'all, she came out with Unplugged, and y'all banged her on that. And no, that Unplugged was this.
We did right. not. They, I got all the love for it, but my point is, with the Miseducation, if she can't, if...
Lord, they did to her what I'm doing to the movie.
Oh, look at God. Connecting the dots and bringing it all back.
I'm sorry.
Connecting the dots and bringing it all back.
I'm sorry.
The judgment.
But that's just the judgment. Okay, take Friday, for instance.
Okay.
Now, you got the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
When the second one came, mm-hmm. what did we expect?
Funny as hell. Did we get funny as hell?
We did.
The
third
one.
Oh,
funny as hell.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It's Friday.
Next Friday after next.
Oh. So was the third one funny too?
Yes.
All of them were funny.
Every one of them.
So why do you think? Was it the actors? Was it the writing? I feel like it was the actors.
To me, I feel like it was the actors. Because one, mm-hmm. they didn't bring in a lot of new actors. You know, and they used actors from the very first one.
Got it.
But all the actors from the old one was in it except for the mama.
Okay, right. Her. That mom, we talking about that?
No, I'm talking about being Coming to America, right?
She's gone on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So everybody was in it except her.
They had every.
It was like All-Star Cat. It was like All-Star Weekend. In the movie. Like, literally, every person that could have been in it. The only people that wasn't in it was Beyonce and Jay-Z. I feel like everybody else.
And they was probably on tour.
And they could have
wouldn't have been in it. They wouldn't have been in They wouldn't have been in it.
What was the chemistry like? You know what I mean? You got to think 20 years ago, the chemistry, the actors and actresses playing
with each other. Well, keep in mind, the first one was really just a couple actors being all the actors.
Right.
There wasn't a whole bunch of interactions with other people.
And they came back to that again.
Yeah, but mind you, this time it was like a flood of people. Yeah. Like, Eddie Murphy overload. And Arsenio Hall were like all of the main characters right. that you wanted to right. pay attention to.
Right.
They were
right.
them.
Right.
And then there wasn't a whole bunch of other people
right.
in the movie. So right. I think maybe that also has a lot yes, to do with it.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
how it turned out. Yeah. But I did expect to laugh. I will say that based off of how funny the first one was. Mm-hmm. And the acting. And don't get me wrong, like when I was watching that part where Tracy Morgan and where Tracy Morgan and Arsenio are going back and forth, it's cheesy, but I was laughing at them because I just felt it was stupid. Not because it was like what they were saying was actually funny, but just watching them do it. I mean, I just feel like Arsenio Hall looks funny. So that, and then Tracy Morgan looks funny. So I had something else I was going to say, but I'm going to just leave that be. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, so there were moments where I was laughing. I don't feel like I got the belly laugh. Hey, Diavion, baby. I don't feel like I got the belly laugh that I got out of Coming to America, the first one.
Yeah.
But I do think that I did not expect it to be the same. I think I had conditioned myself to not be disappointed in thinking it was going to be the exact same. So
I think my black card is revoked because I did not know it was three Fridays.
You off track.
Oh.
You off track.
You got to catch up.
You off track.
Okay. I knew it was Friday. Friday, and next Friday.
And the Friday after next.
I've never seen those two.
You got to see.
They're all, they were all funny.
And still
they were
funny.
All
funny. Every time I see them, I laugh my ass
off.
So
when you were saying the mother, I thought you were talking about the mother from Friday.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
You talking about
the mother from Coming to America. So Rutter.
Okay.
So in thinking about like expectations and stuff like that, how do you feel like in some, just think about, you know, relationships, work, whatever, even with your kids. How you feel like your expectations kind of fuel the experience that you end up having? Just so we can kind of full circle it and bring it back. How do you feel like, just think of an experience you had maybe recently or not, and how your expectations maybe have maybe dictated the overall outcome?
Yeah, that's funny that comes up because I did have a situation with one of my children. I won't go, you know, which one, but it was, you know, related to kind of expectations and what we would want our children to do once mm-hmm. they, you know, get out of high school, whatever, yeah. just, and so I'm pretty much, I don't want to say a free spirit, but, you know, I've always had the mindset, you know, that I'm not going to live up to anyone's expectations. I'm going to do what I, you know, what I feel in myself,
right.
my spirit, you know, that's my passion, what have you. So, you know, so I have my mindset and what I did at the age of 19 or whatever, didn't go to college. Well, I tried college, it didn't work out, you know, so I did other things. But then I had this expectation for my children.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I didn't do it, so I wanted them to fulfill certain things.
Right.
And, you know, both of my children, you know, they're in school, what have you. But then I had to ask myself, really, you know, I had a conversation with one of my children and I had to just double back and ask myself, like, was this an expectation you pushed on?
Right. Are they doing it because they want to do it? Are they doing it because you want them to do it?
And I was like, it wasn't my intention.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, you know, I felt that, yes, this will position you, you know, but I just had to check myself.
Right.
So to speak, because, you know, everybody has paths and different journeys or what have you. And, you know, I just had to check myself because
and
I know
what they say. Are they doing what they want to do? Or are they doing what you want them to do?
You know, basically, you know, a little bit of both, but the latter is stronger than the you know other.
How does that make you feel?
You know, I felt kind of, you know, not gonna say bad, but I felt kind of sad. I'm like, it's like you yourself didn't even. follow the quote-unquote rules you know, so to speak, and you know, you turned out fine. You know, I finished college at 40 something, but you finished
yeah,
you know, but that was my journey, and I went through several different little journeys in the middle that made me who I am, you know. I needed that stuff, you know, so I didn't need to go to college right away.
Right.
I wasn't ready, and but it just made me check myself. It was like, yo, because I had expectations
of them.
Right. And
unrealistic ones. Evidently.
For real. No, because, you know, I heard in elementary school, I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, I don't have to go to college to be an entrepreneur and make money. And facts. I mean, that's right. That's true. And had I fed certain things into, you know, my child or what have you, who knows? He could have been a millionaire at 20.
At this point,
You know, and it's just things. It's like, wow, you know, we kind of give into, you know, I don't know, society or whatever the norm. We just, you know, I knew better, but I still did it. I still kind of.
Did you know better, or did you know that you experienced it and it didn't feel good?
Well, you know what I'm saying? There you go.
Because they say if you know better, you do better, and I don't think that's absolutely a fact. Yeah. But I do think that everybody, like I always say, does the best they can with what they got. So in that moment, I think that it's okay to want better for your children than you had or experienced. Right. I think how you maybe push it on them, but the Bible says that every man is right in his own eyes. So when you're doing it, you're probably not doing it with the same mind that you feel like your parents had.
Right.
You know, because you're a free spirit and because you really do want them to experience life how they want to experience it. So coming from that perspective, you don't think that you are pushing it down on them.
Not necessarily. Right. It's at the end of the day, I'm always like, it is your decision.
Right.
I'm just going to give you,
you
know, my experiences. Right. And it is better, yes, with a degree. You know, I struggled without the degree, got the degree, made X more $1,000s. You know, I just know for, you know, myself. But again, people got different journeys, different paths. That may not be, you know, your thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah. Right.
What about you, Yana? Expectations. What, you know, think about a scenario where your expectations.
I've learned to.
Oh, you ready? You ready this Sunday.
Set any expectations.
Okay.
And that's because I feel like when I expect something, it leaves room for the heartbreak.
Okay.
For the letdown.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just kind of flow with it.
Okay.
In regards to my children and me and my expectation, that's kind of all over the place. With an 11-year-old girl and an 18-year-old boy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The expectation as a parent that you set kind of mirrors what your parents expected of you.
Okay.
And in that, it's like, I know what I went through with living under Portia's expectations.
Right.
And then I know how I felt when I found my independence. And when I could finally tell people, no, that's that Portia.
Right.
Not this one.
Right.
So yeah, I didn't, like with my kids, I don't want to say I don't expect a lot. Because, I mean, the bullshit I went through with my son and still going through, like, I have no expectations.
Right.
With my daughter, it's like, look, you tell me what you want to do, and then I'm going to cultivate that. I'm not going to set my expectation and say, oh, yeah, you're going to go through high school, we're going to go to college, you're going to get a degree, you're going to get a job, you're going to have kids. That ain't my expectation. My expectation is that you're happy. That's all I want. That's what I'm expecting, that you live a life of happiness, that you can sustain yourself. Okay. Without me.
Okay.
So yeah, I just.
And is that driven by the experience that you had?
Yes.
Is that opposite the experience that you had?
Yes.
Or is that in alignment with the experience that you had?
No, I think that's totally opposite because, you know, Portia push, and was like, okay, college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the American dream, you know, for parents. You know, your kids graduate, we push in college. I didn't make it to college. I went to Nova, but had I experienced college like normal kids would have experienced college, like graduating 12th grade, going off to college, your 4 years doing whatever, I'd have been like, I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't already a fuck up, But I'd have really fucked up thousands of dollars if Portia had sent me to college.
Right.
So I knew, you know, it took me a while to come to terms with that and be like, I'm okay with, you know, not experiencing the college life. Because, yeah, I wanted to go off to college, and I wanted to join a sorority. I wanted to go to the home. I wanted all of that.
Right.
I mean, I grew up with a different world. That's what I wanted. Right. I wanted to go to Hillman.
Right.
But life has a way of saying, this is what the plan right. is.
So do you feel like that is what fuels your lack of expectations, understanding that things don't
pan out. So now
you just don't expect because
well, and see, it's not just because of that. Like everything, when I in my journey, mm-hmm. I've had to look at my life over the years.
Okay.
So going from the let's say 11th grade, dropping out of high school in the 11th uh-huh. grade, needing 2 credits to today. And everything that, every major thing that has happened in my life uh-huh. up until now, mm-hmm. yeah, I had an expectation mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. But in that, with all those failed expectations, mm-hmm. you learn mm-hmm. not to expect anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm talking like marriage. Yes. Okay, well, the expectation is, you know, you're happily ever after.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that shit didn't work.
For me, for you.
See what I'm saying?
For you. We got three
you know
of them.
What I'm saying?
Right. So we shooting three for three.
That was like, okay, and you know, you go through it and you say, I'm gonna do everything right.
That's right.
You know.
Based off what you saw.
Based off of uh-huh. what you saw and what yep. you were taught.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you go through things and you do everything that you think is right and it's yep. still fuck up.
Right.
Why am I expecting anything else?
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a defense mechanism, sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, E, what about you?
Y'all just went real deep.
Bring it home for us then.
I mean, I feel like, oof.
Heavy,
like,
heavy.
Yeah, like I've been just like really taking in what you all are saying. So I guess for me, when I think of expectations, I think of something that I want to happen. Something that, like, I expect when I wake up in the morning to do the best that I can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't really put a lot of expectations on
other people. Other outside, people. External things. Okay.
It's really on myself. And then, you know, I can only, like, speak from, like, a teacher perspective, too.
Right.
Because I sometimes have to bring my expectations down uh-huh. for my students uh-huh. because they are very high.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and oh my gosh. Right. And uh-huh. unrealistic. Like, you're 5.
Yeah. And like, I want you to be 50.
And right.
Because I'm 40 something.
Well, I don't want you to be 50.
I'm just playing.
I know. I know. But I do feel like, oh, we do this every day. You should not be forgetting to sign in. You shouldn't be forgetting to do what we do every day, guys.
Right.
But then I'm like, hmm.
Think
Ebony,
about the shit that I be forgetting.
I be forgetting things.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself stuff I do every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so I think it's like, I don't try to put expectations on people.
Right.
Like, right. not saying I don't expect anything from them, because that sounds kind of negative, and it's not coming from a negative place where I'm not right, expecting right. anything, but I just don't want to put that energy on people. I'd rather put that energy on myself.
But you know what's interesting? To kind of bring it home, since we basically almost out of time, but I think what's interesting is that both of you are parents, and both of us are not. And so you all having expectations or not for other people looks different for us because it's just us. You know what I mean? So our expectations look...
Well, and two, how would that look for, let's say, your relationship?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
Because you can compare, like, us having kids...
Yeah, to that.
Yeah.
So what I'll say about expectations is that it kind of aligns a little bit with what you said, and really you too. I think that what I expect is for people to be who they are. So mm-hmm. I don't expect for people to be who I want them to be.
Right.
I expect people to be who it is that they are, so that when I see that, I'm not disappointed because I wanted something else. At that point, I just have to make a decision about whether or not I want to deal with people who are like this, because this is who you are. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or this is what it is that you are going to do. But going back to what Ebony said real quick, just because, you know, in the thoughts of, you know, COVID and stuff like that, and talking about the kids, like, it's interesting. Like, I feel for them so much because these kids be, you know, sitting in the house 5-6 hours at a table with a computer, trying to pay attention, mm-hmm. trying to stay on. I know they want to do it, but they really can't.
Fidget toys I didn't bought.
And people, I feel like the expectations for these kids is to have morphed into some other beings that they weren't before COVID, and just thinking that they can just be the stand up, sit here at your desk, blah blah blah. But think about every person that works from home right now. You online, you shopping, you sleeping, you walking around, you running errands, you doing everything other than probably working, in between working and figuring out how to manage. But when the kids do it, it looks more chaotic, I feel like, because they don't, because they're kids.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
We call that multitasking.
Absolutely. But for kids, it's chaos. It's chaos. Like, you're not paying attention and you need to be sitting down. And mm-hmm. and I just feel for them. And that goes back to the expectations that we have around how to manage crisis and stuff like this, based off of what we think is normal or based off of what it is that we would need. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I think our expectations are not parallel to who we are. Because like Ebony said, I expect you to do XYZ all the while I'm over here losing my keys and, you know what I'm saying, losing my wallet. I lose shit every day. Like, a CarMax could go. Right. Like, CarMax, me and me don't get along. You know what I'm saying? I'm so grateful that I'm stocked with CarMax because I probably lose one every day. That's like a real ass thing. But yeah, well, as it relates to expectations, I feel like I have learned, to what Ebony said, that I control the controllables. So I do expect myself to show up a certain kind of way. Mm-hmm. I don't let myself off the hook for who and what I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when I'm dealing with other people, the part of me that now is present in those moments and mindful when dealing with people and really enjoying the experience is that I just expect you to be who you said you were going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, and even in that, when you show up as somebody other than who you said you were going to be, I now expect you to be that. And now I just got to decide if that's something I want to deal with or not. But I'm not pushing unrealistic expectations on people because that fuels disappointment. Like what we all experience from watching Coming to America. You guys haven't watched it yet, but when you do, you probably are going to feel a bit of what we felt.
Because
it's not there. But the problem is that we went into it thinking it was going to be something other than what it was. And when it showed up as it was, we couldn't appreciate it as a piece of the piece of art that it was. Yeah. Garbage or not, you know what I'm saying? That's our perspective. But those people put blood, sweat, tears, money, investment, time, thoughtfulness, whatever, inside that project. They wanted to bring it back, give it to us, you know what I'm saying, add on to that classic. And yet, we're in a position where, because of what we felt about it or what we thought it should be, now it breeds judgment and contentment and stuff like that. So going back to, you know, a more serious note, you really gotta remove, you know, expectations in order to really, like, build with people and maintain relationships with them and be able to appreciate people for who they are
and then determine.
And for your own sanity. Like shit.
I had to deal with that. I know we closing, but
yeah, because we over.
In my life, like recently, just dealing with people and not having expectations, people having expectations of you, but just accepting them who they are.
Yeah, we got to accept people for who they are, and we got to put people in a position where they also have to accept us for who we are too, and not succumb to other people's expectations and allowing that to fuel the decisions that we make and stuff like that. So. I don't know. He left us, so I'm keep going till he come to shut us down. We still running.
Yeah.
So Ebony, can you grab the bottle real quick so I can show everybody what wine we drinking today? And we can go ahead and pour up till he comes back, and we can actually tell him about our red wine for today that we're drinking while we breaking bread. So last week we had a Cab Sauv. Is that the nickname that we give so we don't say Cabernet Sauvignon? Sauvignon. Is that how you say it? Sauvignon? Sauvignon. Sauvignon? What? No, tell me.
She said Sauvignon.
I heard Sauvignon. 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 I see Sauvignon. I'll say, no. We're going to say Cab Sauv.
Yeah.
So this is what we're drinking today. And I've actually bought this bottle in honor of Women's History Month. And so I'll read the back. So the brand is called Embrazen. And it says, Embrazen invites the bold and defiant to take up the torch from trailblazers of the past and ignite new paths forward, to embrace a future where every bold woman can revel in the spotlight. There have always been rebels. They only need to be recognized. And I thought that that was
that's good.
A dope-ass contribution to the show, considering that we didn't really talk about it much, about this being, you know, Women's History Month, but we all women and we here celebrating nonetheless. Looks like a fist on fire.
Yeah.
Curtis said nobody ever says that right, so we're just gonna call that's it Cab
why,
Soft.
Yeah, that's why we say
we're gonna call it
soft.
The Cab Soft. So we're all gonna get our taste on, have our communion juice real quick. Before we get out of here with our bread, crackers, and cheese,
I'm gonna toast to.
We gotta get a toast. Let me get
watching all the Fridays.
to knowing that there's a third.
Okay. So now the more I think about it,
you did know that
I did know.
Okay.
Because I remember the Friday, next Friday, Friday after next. But have I seen those? No, I have not. So I've only seen the first one.
If you wanna laugh.
I know you like a wine connoisseur, so what you thinking? How's it smell? How's it feel?
Smells nice and bold.
I was about to say, this fits the smell full body.
I don't know. I just drink the wine. Let's see.
You were bringing an aerator. What is it called again?
No, I forgot it.
What is it called again?
Aerator?
The aerator. You were bringing an aerator and saying that I don't know about wine.
I forgot.
What is the aerator do?
You pour the wine in and it aerates it. Either takes the air out or do something with
it's
the air.
Air in the wine?
Well,
y'all, don't look at me.
I don't know. Okay, people. It's something, it's a technique that is supposed to be good for red wine.
Maybe somebody will chime in and tell us.
Yeah, I have one at home. It's called an aerator.
I've always wanted to know because I've seen all those gadgets. But
well, we're just tasting wine because it's communion and it's red.
Well, I want to know what the air
and it goes
is doing
with the bread.
When I'm at home.
And that could have been a bar if I had music.
So do we always have to have red?
No, we don't always have to have red. I just, you know, because of the blood, you know, I just be trying to,
communion.
You know, communion.
Well, the ancestors say we need a little bit of rum. So I'm going to bring some rum next week.
Rum next week?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a little rum.
Y'all hear that, guys?
I don't know nothing about none of it.
Rum makes you dumb.
Okay. The aerator.
Okay, what does the aerator do?
So the aerator exposes the wine to more air than it would if you didn't, like, right now we're leaving it open, and that's exposing more air, which is
bad.
Good.
It's good.
Good.
Okay. So we don't want to close it.
No.
Okay.
No, that's what they say. Yeah.
You hear that, guys? When you drink your red wine, give it some air. Let it breathe.
I guess.
The purpose, let it breathe. Yeah.
So we should have poured it and let it be over before we start.
But we let it breathe now.
Yeah, but I tasted it.
The purpose of an aerator is to force wine to interact with air to accelerate oxidation and evaporation.
So the red wine needs to breathe. It's like a living thing.
Yeah, it needs to breathe.
It's like a living thing.
Like the blood.
It's good for you. Yeah.
The living blood.
Right? The living blood. See, communion. It's the living blood.
Wow.
There you go.
You like it?
Embracing.
It's nice. Embracing. Smooth.
It's smooth.
We rebels. And we're
rebels.
Being recognized.
And we recognizing each other as great women.
So what you toasting? You gonna toast?
Oh no, you said you.
Were I was toasting to Friday. That was something.
Oh,
was
so Friday. You toasted Friday. What you toasted to?
I mean that wasn't a real toast.
I know you said it, so that's got to be your toast.
I'm gonna toast to my passport appointment.
Passport appointment.
What am I gonna toast to? I don't even know. I don't got nothing.
Well, you gotta have something. Everybody got something. All right,
we're gonna toast to another good week for you.
That's right, another good
consistency.
Week.
Consistency.
Yeah.
We're gonna toast to some consistency.
That's a good one.
I'm toasting to change.
Okay.
Okay. Ah. I'm toasting to change. Okay. This is my first time going to Miami. I'm going to Miami this weekend.
She's never taking been. Flights, y'all.
Taking, catching flights and feelings.
Hey!
What's in Miami?
Catching flights. I'm saying taking flights. You know I'm slow sometimes. It's catching right. flights.
Catching flights and
what
feelings.
What you doing in Miami? Just so, vacationing or?
So it's Erica's birthday. And by her having been in the military and constantly out of the country, she hasn't really experienced a lot of the states. Mm. So she, too, has not been to Miami. And we've been talking about, you know, doing travel and stuff inside the states.
Okay.
So we're going to go there for a birthday.
Just you two?
Just me and Erica? Mm-hmm. No. I mean, you know.
Two is a crew.
I mean, two is a crew. Two is a crew. But me and her ain't the crew. Oh, okay. Me and you are the crew. Me and you are the two that's the crew, so that doesn't count for her.
Okay.
But no, it'll be some other people there. So go check Miami out. Nice. So I'm toasting to change because of how much my life has changed and how much it's changing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. to have gone out of town every week, every other week.
You live in your best life. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm living my best life.
Hey.
I caught that. I caught the spirit. You know what I'm saying on that. But no, real life. Real life.
That's a good thing.
Like, really being present. Goes back to being present, man. And enjoy things, doing things that I would have never done. You know what I'm saying? I would have had anxiety about even buying one flight. Mm. I bought two flights in the same night. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that I had the resources to buy two flights in the same night. You know what I mean? That I had the... That I had the, what is it, what's the word? The wherewithal to want to go places I had never been.
Going this weekend too.
Yeah, I saw that. Want to go places I had never been.
Well, damn, you ain't had to tell me.
And do things that I had never done without being fearful of what that would look like. You know what I'm saying?
Freedom. Just feeling free.
I'm telling you, like, absolutely. Toast to freedom and change. Freedom
and change. Well, enjoy it. Yeah. Because, you know, as a parent, we pray for those moments where we could be free and enjoy the travel.
Yeah.
So, you know, while you don't have kids, I tell anybody, live your life.
I know that's
I mean, I might got a couple kids.
I mean, but listen, they ain't attached to your hip.
That's I mean.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean. And it's unlike your birthdom. Because, you know, when that whole thing come down, it's like...
Let me tell you, that whole thing come down.
I'm scared. Nah, what thing? We don't have to worry about that thing.
I'm trying to tell you it's a thing because, you know, I tell anybody, if you got more than one, bless you.
Bless you. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul.
And I'm just so thankful. They in college and now it's like... I have a freedom. I feel like now freedom, we just really get to but
chat.
Then
I feel like we just
I gotta tell myself you need to operate in that freedom. Like they not babies. Like you can actually get on a plane. You actually had the money to get on a plane.
Right.
Like what the heck you doing just sitting
around? Yeah, listen, life is too short.
Experience.
It's too short. Life. Get out there.
Yeah. I just gotta remind myself, you know, live your best life.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
So
He coming to cut us off, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys, hurry up. Hurry up and get out of here, guys.
That's right.
But nah, good show. Check us out next Sunday.
This was great.
5 p.m.
today.
Today same place, same time. Today was better than last. We brought it back.
Yeah, because last week we was kind of like,
No, before he cut us back, I just want to say. No, for real. I want everybody on that's listening and tuning in to understand what this show really is about. This show is about being exactly who we are. Whoever we show up to be that day, that's what this show is about.
That's what they
this show isn't about us showing up in character or personality.
No. Yeah.
It's about us showing up and being present. Mm-hmm. We are here. As whole as we have the ability to be.
That's right.
And if we have a down week, is it a down week, or is that just us being alive?
That's it.
You know, being inside that moment. Mm-hmm. So that's what the people that's watching and listening going to have to get from us. Some days going to be jovial, and we're going to be turned up and banging on shit.
So don't be and expecting some day, nothing.
And yeah, because we hope the
expectations get y'all you late. Putting on us.
The expectations get you late. That's you know what I'm saying? Right. But no, this is definitely a show where... you know, we get to come together and chat mm-hmm. as we are.
Yeah.
Be who we are.
Yeah.
Together. And that's really what that's about. Us that's having awesome. An opportunity to bond while breaking bread. So check us out next Sunday, 5 p.m. We'll be back here again. Thanks for tuning in. Look out for the playback sometime this week if you enjoyed this show. And don't forget to continue to hit those comments up. Let us know what you expected from coming to America. And let us know how your expectations just on yourself, how those have been impacting you and the ways that you have showed up in certain encounters. So awesome. See you next week.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right, good people. I'm going to stay with y'all, though, because I want y'all to see this good ass.